Humanitarian Radio with your hosts Tony St. Tone and Janie Beauclair.
So, today is a beautiful Sunday afternoon, and we are located out in Hollywood, California, and Humanitarian Radio is a show all about great positive things going on in the world. My name is Janie Beauclair. My co-host is Tony St. Tone. He'll be rolling in any second now. But I thought I would just let you know a few things about Humanitarian Radio. First of all, we reach out all over the world, and we look for people who are doing some really wonderful things for their fellow human being. And we are always coming up with some great new people that we haven't heard of before and exposing them to our audience. It is such a thrill today to have our good friend, Mr. Eric Zuhle from Easy Way Broadcasting. He'll be joining us today. Eric's been doing a lot of philanthropic events in a variety of methods. He works the red carpet like no one else. And we are delighted to talk to him about his philanthropic world and how he got into it. And then we're also going to be talking to a young lady that we had on the air last week. We talked about her event called Operation Skid Row. And Operation Skid Row has been doing some really amazing things helping people on the streets in downtown Los Angeles. And we're going to have her come on and talk, too. So if you are looking to let us know about somebody that you know about that's doing great things, you can reach out to humanitarianradio.com. And you can also reach out to us on Humanitarian Radio Facebook. And we have Tony and Janie at humanitarianradio.com. And know that this is the season for giving, 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 giving. Let's hope that you give all year round. Give love, give of yourselves, give some time. The whole point of this season is to reach out and touch somebody. So, without further ado, I welcome Mr. Tony St. Tone. How are you today, Tony?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm fabulous. You know, it's so exciting to be part of this show that we are in because we get to hear about the coolest things going on. I was talking to a lady named Jen, and Tony, you know Jen. Tell us a little bit about her.
Jen, it's Dr. Jennifer Alves, and she has a book out there called, I believe it's called The Ten Commandments of Love. We're going to have her on a show, and she goes out and she does a lot of classes within the jail system for women and teaches women on how to love themselves, because a lot of these women have never heard that before, and so they've come up in these lifestyles where the word love or being loved was never really that much part of it.
Or respecting yourself to a degree where you don't let crazy things happen to you.
Exactly.
And end up in jail.
Exactly. Actually, yeah. I did her TV show a couple of weeks ago. She has a TV show out in New England, which I'm pretty excited about. But she's just a wonderful lady who is out there giving, and she does things with some tribes in Africa that she's helping out.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to talk about. She sent me a text this week because we were on the phone last week chatting about great things that people do in their communities, and she was telling me how she met this family, and the one member of the family was able to stay in the United States, but the rest were still back in Africa in their village, and that she offered with her twin daughters to help support that family so that this person could stay in the United States and get on their own 2 feet and then bring the family here down the road. So we were chatting about that, and she said, you know, it's this time of year every year that I send $100 and I help out the family to support them with food and things of that nature. And she says, it's about time that I do that right now. And about 2 days later, of course, I encouraged her and I said, you know, you never really know the impact that you provide when you send money to a village like that, because what is $100 for us doesn't buy a whole lot, but $100 in a village could feed them for 6 months, for all we know.
Totally. It's a totally different understanding of money and value. And
so she sent her money to them as she does every year, and for a variety of different holidays throughout the year, she supports them. And she sent me a text saying, "Wow, Janie, you know, the response that I get from the family, from the village, is just so heartwarming, and it just reminds me of how important it is that I continue to support these guys every year. But not only that I continue to support them, but how important it is for them to receive this from me specifically and be able to, you know, provide some life for them for X amount of months coming on."
Oh, it's a beautiful thing. And so we are definitely going to have her on the show and talk to her about that. But right now what we're going to do is we're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back with Operation Skid Row.
Yeah, Miss Octavia, she is the hero of the day. We'll be right back.
So listen up. If you're on the market for a graphic designer, you know, someone who can create logos, websites, etc., along with radio ads and video, well, there's no need to look any further than ST Productions. It's your one-stop shop for all your graphic, audio, and video needs. ST Productions will get it done while saving you money and having fun. So keep them in mind, ST Productions, an audio, video, graphic design service.
So we're back with Octavia from Operation Skid Row. Welcome. Thanks for coming to the show today.
Oh, thank you for having me.
So we were really excited to talk to you because we discovered you a while back and been keeping our eye out on the things you've been doing through your Facebook. And we saw what you were doing with giving out blankets and scarves and things of that nature, and we talked about the pictures that you had on your Facebook. So we wanted to bring you on and let you tell people how the experience is of giving back and how you got involved in this in the first place and where you hope to take it.
Okay, great. I was never involved with this kind of work downtown until about a year and a half ago. Excuse me, when I was asked by a group to help transport donations down to Skid Row. They had more donations than they could transport, and I had a van. So they said, hey, you know, can you come and we'll just use your van? And I said, great. So I drove down with them. I had never been down in that area before.
Uh-huh.
And they kind of lifted out all the donations. You know, they put them on the street and then laid them out for everybody, and then they left. And I was like, wow. You know, and people, you know, what people went to the boxes and, you know, there were tons of great donations and it was a great thing, but they kind of left the stuff there and then they left and people went towards it and I kind of stuck around and started talking to people.
Okay.
So, you know, I went home that night and I started thinking about that, and just in that hour or so that I was there talking to the people that were rummaging through the boxes and the bags, you know, I was dumbfounded by the intelligence and the compassion and the drive that these people had. You know, they were talking to me about how they got there, why they're there, what they think that people perceive of them being there. I mean, it was this whole new world to me.
Right.
So I decided to spend some more time on the streets down there, and my family and I started going down there a couple times a week. And December of last year, we were, I think, on Skid Row more than we were off Skid Row for the whole month of December. And it wasn't just giving donations. It was getting to know the people, getting to know the streets, because there's kind of a meticulous way to donate down there. Skid Row is organized like a little city.
Ah.
You've got your... Yeah, it's really interesting. You've got your ex-cons that stay over here. You've got your, you know, schizophrenics over here, mentally challenged over here. You've got the drug addicts over here. The drug addicts then segregate themselves because the heroin addicts stay over here and the crack addicts stay over here. It's really organized.
Wow.
And, you know, and the drug dealers have their, you know, area too. So it's really organized, believe it or not.
And you have to be really careful being in that environment, not knowing, you know, if you were to go down there and just do that on your own, you'd have to be really cautious.
Just the fact, I just want to add, just the fact that you said that it's organized down to
who's where
as far as like the drug addicts are over here, but just not the drug addicts, it's heroin's over here and the guys that smoke weed are here and the guys that do this are here. You're going, wow, so it's really broken down into almost little mini tribes or little mini gangs, if you will, correct?
Correct. You even have an area for people who just got out of jail, meaning the ex-cons that have been out for a while have their area. The newbies that are out of jail have their area. And then you have people that are veterans from a war. They have their own area. So it's really interesting how they organize themselves. And going down there blindly is kind of dangerous. It can be dangerous. That's one thing that I wanted to get out to the public. You know, we really need stuff down there, but we need the right type of donations, and we need to get it to the right people.
There you go. You know? And so where can they find you and check out, because I'm sure you post things that you guys need. We want to encourage people that are listening to drop stuff off where you need it dropped off. Not necessarily go down there on their own, but more like support you and what you're doing and do it safely.
Yeah, I appreciate that. We call that conscious donating because they don't need things that we think they may need. Like we think they need food and they don't. They do, but only on certain days because there's so much food down there on the weekends that you can go down there and you'll see plates full of food sitting on the curb. Wow. And the one thing they don't need is clothes. There's so many clothes down there because everybody donates their old clothes that there's clothes laying around the streets. You know, so we call that conscious donating. That would be great because on our Facebook page, Operation Skid Row, we post exactly what we know that they need. And what we kind of do is because now we've established a relationship down there with a lot of the people on the street and, you know, some of the shelter workers and the police. So now we kind of, you know, figure out which group needs what, and we take it down there. And we do, you know, we learn the hard way. I just want to be clear. We're not, you know, there's a science to this, and we had to learn by hard knocks, too. It took us, you know, months and months to figure out what we were doing. So we were those people to just go down and take a bunch of sandwiches. That was us. We did that. But we learned. And because of that learning process, now, you know, we're more effective in what we're doing because we're getting exactly what the people need to the people who need it.
Right,
and that's what we're really, really trying to get out there is that there's a way to do it that can really, really help.
Yeah.
You know, so right now, for example, we go out at, you know, 11 o'clock midnight at night, and we see the people laying on the cement with just a cardboard box, no blanket and no pillow, and those are the people that we give tents, tarps, and blankets to because we know they need them. We just saw them sleeping on the cement.
Right, right. So you're seeing the need, and you know how to fill it, which is awesome.
And you had said also that if someone tries to donate during the day, a lot of times some of those things they don't hold on to, so your best bet you've learned that it's best to go at night, so that way the things that you're getting out are actually needed.
Well, during the day, everybody's out. It's a zoo down there. And so a lot of the donations that people are getting out are being sold. And, you know, we don't judge. We don't judge. You know, we hope that if someone takes a donation and they sell it, the person that bought it needed it, and they got it.
Right.
And we don't judge what the person's using their money for. That's not our place. That's not what we do. But at the same time, you know, it's a lot more effective to make sure the person who needs it gets it as opposed to being a part of that process of donations being sold down there and the money possibly going to something not productive. And, you know, so it's difficult. And we've seen it. I mean, we've literally seen people grab our donations and we're done with the drop. We're driving around the corner and we see them selling it. We've seen it.
Yeah.
You know, like
it's,
I said, we learn from hard knocks.
It's their instinct kicking in. Yeah, totally.
Yeah, and it's because, and the reason of that is because it's survival down there.
Exactly.
You know, I mean, these people don't live like we do. They don't have the luxury to live like we do. So it's it's not because they're bad people. And the other thing I really want to say is that there's this preconceived notion that what's down there is a bunch of drug addicts, and that is absolutely untrue. More than anything down on Skid Row, there's mental illness. And that's because there's not enough mental hospitals. That's because, as a society, we're more comfortable jailing people than giving them mental health, you know, help. What's down there more than drug addiction is mental illness. But when you mix mental illness with the drug addiction that's down there, it's a recipe for disaster.
Yeah,
and that's
totally.
Why we don't want people to hop in their cars and go get sandwiches by themselves.
Yeah.
Would you say that you have met, now you've been doing this for almost over a year, you said? Right?
We're coming on 2 years. A year, because I started in June. So, it'll be 2 years in June.
Would you say that you've met a number of professionals who have just fallen through the cracks and they don't even realize how they've gotten there? Could you talk a little bit about that? Because I want people to understand that. It could happen to anybody. It's not just a guy who's lazy and he decided not to pay his rent. You know, it's more like, no, these are situations that could happen to anyone. So,
I don't mean to call out LAUSD, but we've met about 10 people down there that were teachers for LAUSD, and they got pink slips. Yeah, you know, we've met dentists. I've met two lawyers. We have whole families down there, meaning, there's one family that the grandfather, the father, and the kids are all there.
Wow.
We've met single parents. We're very close to a family, a dad who has four girls, and they actually live on the street. They're not in a shelter, so he takes care of his four girls on the street. They're little girls. You know, I mean, we've met, I met a librarian. Oh, I know. I met somebody because I have a degree in theology. I met a professor down there. He was a theology professor. Mm-hmm. And him and I spoke for about 2 hours one time at a run. This guy was profoundly intelligent.
You know, we talk a lot on the show about how people end up down there. And, it, you know, it's your brother and your sister and your neighbor. And it's not, they don't go there and camp and decide to live because they want to. They end up there because of circumstances in their lives, and we really want people to respect everybody.
We met a man there, great guy, who had run over 53 marathons, and we said, what can we do for you? What do you need? He said, all I need is a pair of tennis shoes. All I want to do is run. I just want to run. And our donors, God love them, got him new shoes, bought him his registration to participate in the LA Marathon last year.
Wow.
You know, this guy, he came. We have pictures of, people can look through our photos and our archive photos. He's on our Facebook page. He brought all his medals out so we could take a picture so he could prove to people that this is what he used to do before he ended up on Skid Row.
Yeah.
I have to tell you, countless stories of people who had houses, cars, jobs, and families.
Yeah.
They first lost their job, then they lost their house, then they lost their car, and little by little they lost their family.
Yeah.
The other notorious story down there is people coming to L.A. to become an actor or an actress or get into Hollywood. And they came couch surfing on a friend's couch, going to auditions, and nothing panned out. Their friend said, you got to go. I mean, countless stories of that, too. And these are kids.
Sure.
And these are smart kids. And these are good-looking kids. And these are kids that are talented, you know?
Yeah.
And they're down there.
What would you say is the age group down there, and what would you say is the percentage of male versus female that are on the street?
That's a rough one, because on the street, do you mean on the streets or in the shelters?
I would say on the streets, because the shelter sort of gives you some type of protection, but the streets is obviously a lot rougher. And I'm assuming you're on the street because the shelter doesn't have any more room, correct?
Yeah, you know, and they just put up, you know, new shelters, which is great. And I was happy to see that the two shelters are up now, and the streets do look better. I mean, they're not as populated as they were last year. They're cleaner. I mean, I noticeably see the work that's being done down there. It's working in the way of cosmetics.
Yeah.
It's not working in the way that, you know, what we really did is we didn't get anybody homes. We just sheltered them. We put up new shelters, and we got them off the streets from the shelter. But I was just there, you know, not too long ago, last week, at night on a late night run. And, you know, there's still a bunch of people out there. And to answer your question, it's all ages. But, you know, there's families down there that have children that can't, URM, Union Rescue Mission, is great because they take women and children. They have a men's program. You know, if you're a woman with a child, you're going to get in there, which is great. But you only have a certain amount of time to stay before you have to figure out what's going to happen next.
Right.
So, you know, we don't see as many women and children on the streets as we do men. But there are families on the streets. They don't come out until late at night because if the children are seen, or, you know, they take a risk of being picked up. So there's families down there that are in hiding with their kids on the streets. And I watch what's online, and I know that people are saying they're not there, but they're there. I'm here to tell you they're there.
Yeah.
You know, like, I keep reading here that we've eradicated families on the streets, and there's no longer night children, and blah, blah, blah. And I'm telling you they're there. We see them.
This is that's the surface of the news.
Yeah, and
not the reality.
Yeah, I mean,
and you can understand these parents wanting to do that, because obviously they want to keep their kids and they want to keep their families. They don't want to just let their families slip away because they don't have a home and they can't provide as best as they can.
Right, and you know, and we've had donors say to us, well, you guys should then call and get them picked up because their kids would be better in foster care than with their families on the streets. And I got to tell you, that's not my call.
I have to agree with you there, and I really have to say that for me personally, unless I saw that the kids were physically abused or pained or starving or, you know, in bad shape, I don't think it's anybody's call to decide what happens to your own children. You know what I'm saying? So, I agree with you there.
You know, I want to say something else. along those lines, you know, we could set up a donation run, and someone will come to us and say, hey, I see you have some little girl stuff in this bag. There's a family right over here that has kids, yeah. but they don't know. And they direct us. They yeah. kind of take care of the kids down there, believe it or not. Like, the other people let us know when there's night kids around or when they're coming out or what they need. So, I mean, there's some kind of... There is a camaraderie going on.
There's love going on, you know?
Yeah,
it's love. It's universal.
Yeah, it's because they're all in survival mode. They're all in survival mode.
Right.
And they're all in that survival mode together. So they take care of each other. And I have to tell you, last year, I really felt strongly. I found humanity down there. And, you know, my faith in humanity was kind of restored. This sounds crazy. I know. I'm aware. But my faith in humanity was really restored by working down on Skid Row because I saw the kindness they had for each other. I saw the compassion. I saw the struggle and the fight and how they rallied together. I saw the craziness. I saw the anger. I saw all of the problems down there. But I also saw them join together. And that's something I was not seeing and don't see much of in my normal everyday life.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, where you're seeing people come together to support each other because they realize they're all on the same page and you're saying, hey, look, we're down
right.
at the rock bottom, and if we don't stick right. together, no one else is going to stick together because, I mean, we need to just to survive. So it's almost like
right.
if you were stuck on some island somewhere from a plane crash, you all say, hey, we got to band together just to survive.
Yeah.
And I think
right.
that's where
right.
they're at. Yeah.
Right, you know, and we got to know a lot of the people personally, and it broke my heart because every time we would go down there, like I said, we were on Skid Row more than we were off Skid Row the last couple months of last year. And they would say to us, wow, you're back again. Oh, my God, you're here again. I said, of course we're here again. What do you mean? And they said, well, usually people come and then we never see them again. And it broke my heart.
Yeah.
It broke my heart. You know,
but you can understand it because people go down there and they imagine one thing and it's actually quite a bit more horrifying than what they imagine because they're imagining
yeah.
that, you know, oh, well, these people need things, but not how dire it is. And when the reality sets in, it freaks them out and they're forever thankful that they went the one time but then can't get themselves to go again, you know. I totally
right,
understand
right.
it.
And we run into that as an organization. We
yeah.
run into that because we have a lot of activity in November and December, and then everybody drops off.
Yep.
And they still need food in January, and they still need blankets in February, and they still need to know we care about them in March.
Yeah.
And the other thing is when donors do go down there and you'll have one person say, can I have four sandwiches? And the donor will say, no, we have a lot of people here. I want everybody to know the reason they ask you for four sandwiches is because they know they may never see you again.
Exactly.
And they want to get those four sandwiches for 3 days later.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yep, totally, totally. We talk about that, too. You know, we've been saying a lot that this is a big season for giving for everybody, but please, in your New Year's resolution, don't forget to put in your humanitarian effort that takes you through to the next year's big season.
Man, do I ever agree with you, because down there they know that they're going to be hooked up for 2 months,
yep.
but then they know that they're going to be isolated for the rest of the year.
Yep.
And I wish to God that people would hold on to that giving spirit, just embrace that and hold on to it. You know, maybe I understand that, you know, Christmas and the like holidays bring that out in people, which is great, and we love it, and it's helpful. But I just hope and I encourage everybody to hold on to that into the year because they need it. They need it. It's still cold. It's still cold in January and February. They're still freezing down there. They still don't have food. We have new shelters down there, but it's still not enough. You know, we have thousands and thousands and thousands of people that can't get into the shelters.
I totally
know?
Understand. So listen, we have 1 minute left. Could you just tell us, we know they can reach you at Operation Skid Row on Facebook, but I just want to get
yes.
a quick, can you tell us what you're looking for right now? So if there's someone who wants
yes.
to help out right now, what
yes.
can they give?
Yes, okay, so we don't need toys. We don't need toys. It's Christmas, I understand, but the shelters are overrun with toys. Everybody gets toys to the shelters, so they're good. What we need is to help people on the street. They need blankets, sleeping bags, tents, tarps, bottled water, and food. And the food is packaged food that we can hand out to them because they don't need food on certain days of the week. There's so many church groups that go down there and youth groups that go down there on Saturday and Sunday. There's more food than they need down there. So when they run out of food is around Wednesday or Thursday, because people will say, well, I can't help out. Only on the weekends I can help out. But they don't need us on the weekends. There's so many people down there with churches down there on the weekends. We want to go when there's nobody there. When there's nobody handing out food and they've run out of food. So we need food Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. That's when we need food because they get so much food on Saturday and Sunday, it helps them for Monday and Tuesday. By Wednesday, they need food again. And so you know, there's shelters down there like soup kitchens that offer food to street people. I want to be clear. There's also that process going on down there where they're able to get food. But again, they don't all get it because they run out.
Right, right.
So we need more than anything right now, more than anything. I mean, we just went down there with 60 blankets and ran out of blankets in 10 minutes, just so you know.
Wow.
10 minutes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, are
60
you planning
blankets.
On, you go pretty much every week?
Yes, and we pump it up during the cold season. So we go twice a week around, like from here until it gets warm, we're probably going to go twice a week.
Okay, so people listening to this interview today, you know what we expect of you. Jump on the bandwagon and do some really great things for these people. They are doing some really awesome humanitarian things. And want to say thank you so much, Octavia. And we definitely want people to go check out Operation Skid Row and back you in any way they can. If they don't have things to give money to these guys. They will buy the things these people need.
Yeah, let me put in there, you do give us money, we'll make sure that you get a receipt. We don't keep the receipts for anything. If you give us money and we buy tents with it, we'll make sure that you get the receipt so you know where your money went.
Okay.
We take pictures of our donation drops so people can see where their stuff went.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and people are always, always welcome to come with us. If you really want to see where your donation goes, come with us and meet the person that's going to get it.
And Tony and I are going to take you up on that.
Yeah.
Good.
We've been talking about that for weeks, and we absolutely want to do your next run with you.
Excellent, because you'll see the amazing people on Skid Row. They have big hearts. They're amazing people.
Excellent. Thank you, Octavia, for being part of our show.
So every time we have a guest, we always pick an appropriate song written by Tony St. Tone and performed by his band, and we always play a song that's appropriate to the guest we had on. Today, I'd like to play a song that Tony does acoustically, this version, and it's called Burning Sun. We've played it before with the full band version, and we get a lot of requests for this song because it's got such a strong message, and the message is of unity, and in this case, it doesn't matter the skin tone or who the person is underneath the blanket on the sidewalk that you're covering. Reach out, touch someone in some way. Burning Sun.
Since dawn of time, there's been one sun who shines a brilliant light on each and every one. Through the hardest winters and the driving rain, his love, the star, has always shown a brilliant flame. Look up, hey, I know you feel it. Symbol of love, a burning sun. Look up, hey, I know you see it. Symbol of one, burning sun. Burning sun. Just a brand new day that's just begun. Life has left you, baby, drowning in the mud. Just a common thread floating through the sky. When the men of war can't see eye to eye. Look up, hey, I know you feel it. Symbol of one, a burning sun. Look up, hey, I know you feel it. Symbol of love. Burning sun, and the moment's just begun. Feel the love of the world is one. every soul shines as one burning sun. Everybody use somebody to be by their side. Everybody needs somebody, someone to love, burning sun. Someone to love, burning sun. Someone to trust, burning sun.
So that was the acoustic version of Burning Sun. Tell us, Tony, where can people find that song and the lyrics to that song? Because a lot of times people want to sing along to your songs.
That almost rhymed. You're almost like a rapper. They can find that at sainttone.com. That's www.sainttone. That particular song is available on the Outside the Box CD, which is the latest CD that I have out. So when you go to that website, click on the music tab and you should be able to hear it, check it out, download it. It's also available on iTunes, CD Baby, and Bandcamp. All those links are all at that one spot, www.sainttone.com.
And they can follow you on Facebook and see what you're doing with the band and on your own and on these different events too, can't they?
That is correct. They can follow me at Facebook.com/SaintTone. SaintTone.
Lovely.
So we're going to take a short commercial break, and we're going to be right back with Eric Zuli. Gilman Amps, we create the tone in your head. Custom-built guitar and bass tube amplifiers.
Hey, everybody. This is David Gilman from Gilman Amps. If you need any repairs, modifications, or restorations of your vintage or modern tube equipment, as well as custom builds, I'd love to hear from you.
For more information, check out their website, GilmanAmps.com, and Facebook.com/GilmanAmps. We create the tone in your head.
So we are back, and we are just thrilled to have our own Eric Zuli here from Easy Way Broadcasting and RMC. And hi, Eric. How are you doing today, buddy?
It's just so easy watching need TV. Just kidding. What's up, everybody?
You're a singer. I thought you were a rapper. You're a singer and a rapper.
No, actually, my man, you know, the Convict team did that theme song, and now it's We Roll the Easy Way. Now I'm a rapper. Didn't hear that. I rap with you guys.
Absolutely, and you've got a whole bunch of talents up your sleeve, Mr. Eric.
So tell us a little bit, Eric, about what you've done just recently. We know that you do a lot of things out there in the community, helping out with different events and different fundraisers. Give us a little insight as far as...
Who is Eric Zuli, and what does he do?
Yeah, let's go there.
Who am I? Well, Eric Zuli wearing the philanthropy and the nonprofit hat. You know, I got to give a lot of props to my dad, my pops, and how he raised me, his faith, morals, and ethics. And you know, the way I look at things is God will open up many doors, and he'll give you many gifts. But it's kind of up to you what you choose to do with those gifts and how you choose to use them. So I try to give back to others as much as possible, and I created the concept, you know, Hollywood Unites and Hollywood Gives Back and Hollywood Cares and things like that. So, you know, I've just tried to get myself involved in as many philanthropy projects and, you know, cause-related activities as possible. And that's kind of what I'm trying to do now.
So what do you do? How do you get involved? Like, how do you, if you hear about something, how do you go about getting involved in it?
Well, you know, my life, Janie, is, like, people call me all the time as the Hollywood It guy, and they'll want me to host something or cover something or get involved. And I'm like, you know, okay. And if it's cause-related, a lot of times I do try to get involved, and I bring my celebrity friends and whatever we can do to make it, you know, to enhance it. But as far as what I do, like, we produce events, and like, I've done an event with Red Cross. I've done events with just a lot of nonprofits. I mean, if you look me up, you'll see some of the stuff I've done, and we just do what we can to get donations and get toys and get awareness. And, you know, I work with a lot of press and stuff, so, you know, I try to get all my friends together to put out the word when there's a brand of some sort that is trying to do good.
Is there any particular cause that you're behind more than others?
No. Well, cancer is a big one, because my dad had lymphoma cancer, and that was a big scare to me, so that's personal. But I try to help anything. I mean, all causes that are real nonprofit causes that really need help. Yeah, that's why God gave me the gifts He gave me and put me in the positions I'm in. So I try as much as I can to get involved and do what I can. And you know, I'm a host. People hire me as a host, and I bring a lot to the table. And a lot of times I do what I can, you know, no matter what, for a good cause.
Yeah, and Eric, we got to thank you, too, because you've invited us to quite a few red carpets that you've been hosting. And you do a lot of high-end, very classy events. And it's a thrill to be, as St. Tone, a part of it, as Artistic Journey, a part of it, and as Humanitarian Radio, a part of it, with you. You set a great example out there for how it doesn't take a whole lot other than your mouth and the effort of communicating with people to get people to rally behind a strong cause. And you do that really exceptionally well with your social media skills and the team that you have around you. So,
well, thank you. I really appreciate that, Janie, and I also have to ping-pong that back to you on all the help that you gave us with the, you know, the gift bags and the stuff that you did with the Easy Way gift bags, and you guys performed, you guys killed it at the Easy Way TV launch when we announced our partnership with Roscoe's Radio and Roscoe's TV and Larry Witherspoon and everything, and it was a spectacular event because it was a great team-driven event, and, you know, now we have this big toy giveaway coming up Sunday.
Yeah, let's talk about that. Now, you just had a toy drive last weekend where you had a bunch of celebrities. I saw Shane Sparks showed up with...
Rita Gray.
Yeah, what did he have? He had...
What type of toy?
Yeah, he had toys in his hand we were playing with.
I don't remember which toy he had.
Can't think of what it was. Buzz Lightyear. Yeah, there was Buzz Lightyear.
Buzz Lightyear.
Yeah, so anyway, we had fun playing with people's toys that they were bringing for the kids. You did really well getting people with
Buzz Lightyear and Shane Sparks. I bet you probably taught that toy how to moonwalk or something.
Yeah, right.
That's his gift, is teaching toys how to dance.
Gift is definitely teaching people how to dance, and I mean, geez, I wouldn't be surprised if he could teach toys how to dance. He's a pretty good choreographer.
So tell us about Sunday's event.
Because it's in addition to the one you just had, bringing more toys and more toys for Tots.
This is the giveaway, though. This is actually where the kids actually get the toys, and we get to watch their expression as they're receiving.
It's amazing, and props to everybody that has helped out. I mean, we have such an amazing team around this, and, you know, we'll start out with last Saturday on the 14th. It was a great event, and it's actually on Actors Reporter. You know, that the coverage of that. And you guys are on there, too. But, yeah, you know, we had a lot of great celebrities. Rita Gray from NBC's Betty White's Off the Rockers, Shane Sparks, Maurice Egger from the NBA. You know, they have shows on my channel, Easy Way TV, with Roscoe's and everything. And it was just there's a lot of people. And now, moving forward, we're doing, this Sunday, we're doing a toy giveaway. It's called the Community Santa Toy Giveaway. And, I mean, we have just every... A lot of Disney stars and Nickelodeon kids and actors, and I mean, just everybody's getting involved in this thing to just really be a part of the cause. And what we're doing is we're really trying to, as RMC, as Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles, you know, radio network, I'm a partner as well as Tina Michelle and Larry Witherspoon. Me and Tina Michelle got together and started Events That Count, and we're trying as hard as we can to help the not-so-privileged families be able to provide a great Christmas to their, you know, to their kids. And so we've gotten kids in schools and kids around the community and other nonprofits involved, and we've done everything we can to actually get them to be physically at the event. And our objective is to have these celebrities like the Power Rangers and Aaron Landon from Disney's Crash and Bernstein and possibly Kent and Duty and Lana Lee and Lacey Kay and the Chora Boys and the Dolls and everything's on the flyer. There's just a great turnout. You know, we even have my boy James Brock, which is one of the, they call him Baby Tyson. He's one of the champions of, boxing champions of Los Angeles. And just everybody's coming together, and we must have like about 45 celebrities at this point. But our objective as RMC, an easy way, is to get these celebrities to interact with the community. You know, is to have them walk the carpet. But not only walk the carpet, but drop a toy off at the Christmas tree at the end of the carpet.
Yeah.
You know, and really not forget about what we're trying to do here. And a lot of times people get lost in the networking and the Hollywood event. But this is, and if I'm telling everybody, if I see any celebrities that feel like they're too good or they have that attitude, I'm going to ask them to leave. You know, I want everybody to interact with these kids. Even the Power Rangers from Super Samurai, you know, a lot of the Rangers from the original Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, as well as the Super Samurai current episodes, you know, they're bringing out what's called power cards, and they're going to come on stage, and they're going to actually hand out power cards to the kids.
Nice.
You know, Hollywood is, we help Hollywood interact with the fans.
You know,
that's really what Easy Way is about.
The fans that you, the kids that you are supporting in this event, most of them have never, ever, ever had access to any kind of a Hollywood star because they don't come from those type of background and that area of life. So for them to be able to see the Power Rangers and Aaron Landon and a bunch of, you know, the stars that you have coming, the Ochoa Boys and that, for them to have the opportunity to interact with these guys is going to almost be more priceless than the gifts that they're going to get when they go home. So I think that's such a cool thing that you're having everybody have a requirement of interacting with these kids.
And also, I got a question to ask now. This is actually happening. If you're listening to this live, it's actually happening right now. It's Sunday afternoon. And what time does this event go until? I know it starts around 1. What time does it go until?
1 p.m. until 6 p.m. And it's at Punch TV Studios, 5907 West Pico Boulevard. And it's going to be spectacular. And, you know, to add to what you're saying, Janie, you know, we're actually going to be doing a raffle where, you know, you can win the chance to be an on-air star with me in my show, Easy Talk Live. And I have stars all the time in my studio. So we're going to actually make our winner be one of the co-hosts along with my other hosts and, you know, become basically... And this is a community kid, they're going to have the opportunity to feel what it's like to be a star for a day, you know,
that's
and it's
awesome.
It's just, we got a lot of cool incentives, man, a lot of cool incentives, and we're, you know, my show's every Friday, 9 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time. I can just go to Easy Talk Live on Facebook and like that page or Easy Way TV and it's letter E, letter Z, and, you know, they can see what we do, and we just had Josh Levi on from X Factor.
Oh, wow.
You know, that kid is ridiculous. I must have gotten an extra 500 followers after he tweeted one time.
Nice.
And we had calls coming in from literally 6 p.m. Other people's shows, people were calling in going, hey, is Josh Levi there? They're like, huh? You know, and then until the end of my show, until 11 p.m., the calls never stopped. And this kid endorsed the event, you know, and if you go, you'll see him, you'll see the interview. And we're also doing a contest where, not really a contest, a drawing. We're going to kind of pull out of a hat. But we have signatures. We're going to have all the celebrities that are at the event and everything that people see. We're going to have all these celebrities sign a particular flyer or a toy or something. We're going to have, where imagine winning something like that with all those signatures of all those celebrities.
You know,
you're going to win something with every signature.
We just did that, Eric, when I was in Nashville a few weeks ago, George Jones tribute concert. We had all of the Nashville stars sign a particular jacket, and they estimated that the jacket, which was going to be raffled off for a music scholarship, they estimated the jacket was worth $400,000 after it had these stars signing it. So,
wow. Brooks, Blake Shelton,
right.
Trisha Yearwood, Reba McEntire.
A whole bunch of them. So in this case, who knows what the value of this item will be because you have major Disney stars, major stars coming to the event. And, you know, the value of their signatures on there really huge. And I would probably encourage you to do two different things with signatures on them and auction one off and put the proceeds to a great cause.
That's a great idea. Yeah, totally. I mean, the stars are going to be there, and they're willing to donate what they can do for the cause. So, you know, we're definitely going to take advantage of their hand movements.
Yeah, totally, totally. What we did was we took a photograph of every person signing the jacket. And because we had that photograph, it made the value of the jacket excel. So,
sometimes you never know if the signatures are real, but when you have the photograph, yeah, that's smart.
That's
actually what we did when I signed my deal with Roscoe's Media Center and the whole Roscoe's family. We have pictures of that.
There you go.
We took pictures of each and every movement. Yeah, you got to keep records. You got to keep the content records.
Yep.
Now let me ask you real quick: if anybody wants to show up with a toy, should they bring it wrapped or unwrapped?
It doesn't matter as long as it's an unwrapped, but it's a wrapped toy. Like, we don't want just toys, you know,
right.
Just a good. And I mean, I would even accept if somebody has toys at their house and it's like a something that's dear to them and they want to give it to another kid or something, a teddy bear or something, that's fine. But yeah, we don't want any dollar store toys. You know, we don't want 99-cent toys. At least $10 or more, please. I mean, wrapped or unwrapped, it doesn't matter. I would prefer to be wrapped.
Okay.
But we're not beggars and choosers. We're lucky to get what we can get. We want to get as much as we can. So.
Absolutely. So we definitely want to encourage everybody that's listening to the show right now to head on down to Punch Studios on Pico and take part in this event tonight. It's a fantastic event. Bring your kids and bring your kids with a toy so that they can gift toys to kids that aren't so lucky.
Right, and they can feel the experience of giving. I think that's the greatest thing is when you can give it and they can actually feel and see the exchange as opposed to, I donated money to this cause, but I'm not actually seeing where the money's going. This, you can physically hand the gift to a child in need, and you can see the kid's expression of receiving it. It's a great thing.
Yeah.
Exactly, and yeah, we want to actually have the kids. I mean, I don't know exactly how we're going to do it, but we want to get as many kids to get the presents from the celebrities. And
right.
I mean, we have celebrities from American Idol, and I mean, people can come down and see it. But we have American Idol celebrities, we have X Factor celebrities, we have Disney celebrities, we have Nickelodeon celebrities. You know, we have actors. They're all coming down. And I just want to say thank you to everybody that donated their time, because these are celebrities that get paid a lot of money to do these type of concerts. But because of the cause, they're all coming down and really getting to be a part of this thing. And I also want to make it clear, too, this is a RMC event. This is not a Punch TV event. Punch TV is nice enough to loan their studio, their building, which we're also involved with. And, we're doing, what we can. RMC cares. Remember that. RMC cares, and we do it the easy way.
And, you know, if you're cruising down here and you don't have time to stop and grab a toy, I mean, we'll grab the $10 donation and we'll go get toys with the donation. So don't feel like because you don't have a toy you can't come. We would happily accept the $10 donation so that we can make it happen on your behalf.
Yeah, totally. Totally, because sometimes people don't know where to get it or what to do.
Also, sorry to interrupt, it's your show, but I want to really quick throw in there. The Multicultural Motion Picture Association just did a big toy drive at the Rally Studios, and they're donating, trying to get involved with whatever they have. And my boy B. Mike Robb, who is the talent coordinator for 106 and Park, and we're going to be doing some things with that as well. We're going to have opportunities for people to get auditions to be on the 106 and Park TV show. They're doing a toy drive as well the day before, and they're getting involved. And just all these other toy drives around Hollywood are getting involved in this one.
Beautiful.
And ours on Sunday. It's just amazing. So thank you to all them, too.
Hey, Eric, I wanted to ask you, because I was out of town for a few weeks on business, and I heard that you were involved in the Great Turkey Giveaway. Tell me who that is about and what that was and what you got to do, and just fill us in on that.
Yeah, I definitely want to say thank you to Brady Farmer with Devoted to Youth, as well as Joy and Bunny and the whole team. What ended up happening, they hired me for a poker event, a nonprofit charity event with the Red Cross for the Philippines disaster. And, we also are doing everything we can to help with that, too. So, please follow us and let us know if you want to help with the Philippines thing. But so I was involved in that, and then they call me up, you know, a couple days later, and they're like, hey, you know, there's this toy, I mean, not toy, this turkey giveaway that they do every year, and it's through a company called E.J. Jackson Limousines. And little did I know, you know, how long they've been doing it, what it is, but they asked me to host that on behalf of Mr. Jackson's, you know, on behalf of him. And so, you know, I went down there. They sent a limousine for me and everything, and I was walking down. I mean, you can actually go on my fans page, Eric Zuley Fans, E-R-I-C-Z-U-L-E-Y Fans, and there's a video of me walking down the street, and we actually just recently posted the episode of what you're talking about. So if anybody wants to watch this, they can go to Easy Way TV on YouTube and just type in, you know, Easy Jackson Turkey Giveaway, Easy Way TV, or you'll find it.
Okay.
And it was amazing. I mean, it was amazing. Like, I've never seen so many volunteers. I mean, there must have been 10,000 plus people waiting to get turkeys. Channel 2, Channel 4, Channel 5, Channel 7, Channel 11, KGLH,
so how many turkeys do you think they gave away, and who did the turkeys go to?
Well, here's the thing. It's not just turkeys. It's the whole thing. It's turkeys, it's stuffing, it's food, it's drinks, it's da-da-da-da-da. It's like a box just full of food.
Nice.
You know, and I would say well over 10,000. I mean, I felt like I was at a Costco's. You know, like there's so much food stacked all over the place. I mean, it's ridiculous. And they have sponsors like State Farm and Bank of America and you know, all these major, you know, U.S. Bank and stuff. Everybody gets together for this. They've done this for 31 years.
Wow.
It's incredible.
Where was it? Downtown L.A. or where was this?
Yeah, it was downtown Los Angeles. And it was just really awesome. I encourage everybody to go to, you know, my fans page or, you know, and look at that episode. I usually blog a lot of stuff at ericzuleyblog.com. And it was one of the most amazing experiences I've experienced. And for me to be a host on something like that, I think that was definitely, just a blessing. And now, you know, me and Mr. Jackson are friends, and he's kind of helping us out with this toy drive as well on Sunday.
Excellent. And he may show up tonight, and it would be a pleasure to thank him for what he's doing for the community.
Oh, it'd be amazing. He doesn't go anywhere, but, you know, he called me as a man and asked me personally to go, and now I'm kind of pulling that same favor on him. I'm like, hey, I'm asking you personally to go, you know. What I would really like to see happen, Jamie, and tell him, honestly, because we're part of the whole Roscoe's family, I'd really, really like to see, you know, Mr. Hudson, the owner of Roscoe's, meet Mr. Jackson, if they don't already know each other, and
right. See
what could happen with these turkey giveaways that are already huge that everybody knows about, and see what can happen if someone, and I'll tell you, Mr. Hudson has a great heart. He's all about the community. And, you know, as well as my partner, Larry Witherspoon and Tina Michelle. And for those two to meet, I'm really hoping I'm able to make that connection on this wonderful day. So we'll see. We'll see what happens.
Well, Eric, we absolutely support you 1,000%. We are with you, buddy, on all these great things that you do. As you know, Humanitarian Radio is like, we're looking for people like you on a daily basis, and we promote as much as we can possibly promote when we hear about people that are doing great things in the community like you are. And we just really want you to pop on from time to time. We talk about you a lot, but we need to hear you more. And
you know how it is. But we're blessed to have your station. We've gotten a lot of good ratings and results, and people have been ranting, raving about the show. You know, so we're blessed to have you guys on my broadcast, on Easy Way Broadcasting and everything. And you know, it's just awesome what you guys are doing. And I know you're going to be covering today as well. And talking to a lot of great people. And, you know, shout outs to all your listeners.
So
you know, check
us
out the Easy Way. And
join us next week, Eric, and let us know how the toy drive went. And we'll let people know where they can find the posts and follow you and see what else you got going on so they know how to support you and join you and back you on these great things that you're doing for the community. Eric, thanks for joining us. And we're going to go back to your event tonight now and have a great time and invite everybody to join us out there. And we're going to take a word from our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
Positive affirmations wrapped in pop rock songs. Motivational musician Saint Tone.
I'm a magnet, off of money now. I'm a magnet, off the money now.
Check out his latest live show, The Rise Up Experience, at www.sainttone.com. And pick up his newest CD, Outside the Box, available on iTunes. For music with a positive message, check out sainttone.com.
So I met this group called Rockers to the Rescue, and the lead chief on that adventure is Tommy Shaw, and Tommy Shaw is a band member from the band Styx.
And from Damn Yankees.
And from a variety of other shows.
For a while.
That man has serious talent. So I met him in Nashville a few weeks ago at the George Jones Tribute Concert, and we spoke about how he and another famous band, REO Speedwagon, were getting together to do a fundraiser for tornado victims in Illinois. And I was looking on their Facebook. They do have a Facebook, Rockers to the Rescue. You can hop on there and like those guys and support them. They were able to raise $400,000 for their fund for these people.
That is awesome.
We've reached out to Tommy and his daughter, and hopefully we'll have them coming up on the show here, and we can talk about the awesome things those guys are doing as a group and get everybody to support them.
Rockers to the Rescue.
Gotta love the name.
Yeah, check them out on Facebook. I love it when these guys get together and actually just do things like that, because they have the ability to draw in so many fans.
So now, you know, Christmas is just in a few more days, and we want you to think about doing great things for people over the holiday, over the beginning of the new year, and keep positive humanitarian effort in your heart when you're making your New Year's resolutions this year. And don't forget, Christmas is not just about materialistic things. Christmas is about family, it's about giving, it's about being kind to people, and a lot of people get lost in the whole, oh, I got this gift and I got that gift, and lose themselves in that whole materialistic vibe. And Tony's going to play another song here called Chasing Happiness, and it's about finding happiness within yourself without all the materialistic goods. Here you go, from Outside the Box, Chasing Happiness.
When you're looking up but you're feeling down, shooting for the stars but you hit the ground, looking for love in the wrong places, loving yourself will help your chances. Bundle of cash, buy a new toy, but it's never gonna last. A beautiful house can take you higher. Lightning strikes the woods of fire. Number one song could bring you fame, but you gotta do it twice to stay in the game. That success could be your lover. Too much stress could fool you under. Rising through the cracks of a concrete tower.